Good day, Tokers and Tokats. Radical Russ here on a sunny Saturday, May 2nd, 2015, at the Global Marijuana March with Herb Thrasher and Madeline Martinez. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great.
Oh, man,
it's a
doing great
day.
So, Herb, you're up there emceeing. How's everything gone so far?
Man, it's been great. Getting some support here, getting some early stragglers, and planning on leaving the square at 4 o'clock. So hopefully by 4, we'll have this place packed. Have a lot of great speakers and a lot of great music. John Cornette and friends is up right now.
Right on. And Madeline, of course, this is a special day for me because 10 years ago I met you.
Yes.
Right here.
Right here. It's our anniversary.
And I said, how can I get involved?
Yeah.
Then you said, what do you do?
Yeah. So, and now you do it.
And now I just do it. So it's been a long, strange trip. What's happening with you? I know you're on the Normal board, you're LEAP speaker, Normal Women's Alliance.
Yeah.
What's
Normal
happening?
Women's Alliance right now, we're going to the High Times Cannabis Cups, and we're trying to get as many people as we can to send a postcard to their representatives, letting them know what they feel about legalization. And I think, as always, Russ, I went back to old school Oregon Normal.
Yeah.
And
old
the way we used
cards.
To do it. Yes.
Yeah. Handwritten's the best.
Exactly.
That's when they know you care. You didn't just copy it off on a computer.
Right. So Normal Women's Alliance went ahead and made an investment in some postcards like we used to do with Oregon Normal, and we got 150 of them signed. And it's like hearing from 20 of their constituents.
Yeah.
And so we felt like we really made a difference. And we're going to do that in San Francisco and in Portland and in Seattle.
And in Jamaica?
Yeah, I'm hoping I get to go to
Me
Jamaica.
Too.
Hey. I'm very excited about the Normal Women's Alliance. And now we've got Whoopi Goldberg possibly doing a little something with us. So we're
very
excited.
Oh, wow. That you heard it here first here.
Well, not really.
Well, maybe. It's
maybe,
a rumor.
Maybe.
We heard
you know,
this rumor.
Rumors.
Now, you're sporting the world-famous Oregon Normal Cannabis Cafe shirt.
Yes.
I get questions all the time from people wanting to know, what's up with the cafe? Is it back? What's going to happen?
Well, you know, the cafe is going to be coming along. I'm hoping that I can get a few more investors. I've got a couple that are really interested. But, you know, it takes a lot of time and a lot of effort. And, you know, people aren't renting to cannabis cafes. Well, they're renting to growers and for dispensaries.
Yeah.
Because it's very profitable for them.
Sure.
But for a cafe, not so much, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
But we'll make a difference again. You know, we have to.
Yeah.
There's nowhere to socialize together in a large environment. It has to be done.
It has to be done.
And we need an event center. Come on, let's face it.
Let's do it. Let's put one together.
So that's what we're planning, is to try to create an event center as well so that we can pay for the overhead.
Final thing on this, as we're implementing Measure 91, they're, you know, taking a hatchet to the medical marijuana law. There's all sorts of amendments here and amendments there. Can you give us your take on what's happening with these changes, and are we going to get through them?
Well, this is a big issue for me because as one of the early drafters with Anthony Johnson and my dear and beloved friend Travis Maurer, we sat there and we tried to make something that was uniquely Oregonian. And I thought we did a fine job, made sure that we specified in three separate places in the language there's not to be any changes to the Oregon Medical Marijuana Act. And yet they continue to do so. So what I encourage everyone to do is something I've said for years. Put your joint down, step away from your rig for just a little while, and make a difference by calling your representative and letting them know that SB 844-6-7-9-10, I don't care, is not fair to patients.
That's right. Get involved. You can do it. Our Portland Normal site, we've got all the links for you. And, you know, it's funny. Over 10 years how that saying has changed. It used to be step away from the bong.
Oh, yeah.
But now I see all the dab pins and the dabs going on.
Oh, yeah,
on.
Look that's, at me, baby.
That's big.
And the other thing I want to say to everybody, I want to thank you and congratulate you, all you freedom fighters that voted for Measure 91, got petitions, you know, signed. I'm saying to you now, stand up as you did then, and let's let our voices be heard and release all nonviolent cannabis prisoners.
Yeah.
Immediately, if not sooner.
Yeah, Representative Lou Frederick is a sponsor of a bill to do that. He's going to be the keynote speaker here later. We hope to get some comments from him. He'll also be a guest at our next Portland Normal meeting on the fourth Saturday here coming up in May. And just imagine, Madeline, when I met you 10 years ago, there were 10 medical marijuana states, and the polls showed 33% support for legalization.
Yes, yes, and here we are, Russ.
Here we are. We did
and
it.
And you know what I'd like to say is that, not necessarily because of women, but since women got involved, It has expedited legalization immensely.
I 100% agree. If mama ain't happy, ain't nobody happy.
That's right. We rock that cradle, so we rule the world.
There we go. Madeline Martinez, the reason I'm talking to you today. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you.
Love you.
Yeah, I love you too.